Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley says his staff worked hard to figure out just which cuts to make.
And we are well aware that once we hand you the budget, as we have, it becomes the Assembly's budget to work. Our comment to finish on that one is you're going to face some very tough choices.
Under the plan, the Parks and Recreation Manager and a part-time customer service rep at City Hall would lose their jobs. The budget also calls for reductions in hours at places like the library and the counter at City Hall where people pay utility bills. It scales back city services, including the summertime groundskeepers known as grasshoppers, street paving, and other upkeep. It's a common story these days among local governments. Expenses are going up, and the money coming in is going down. In Sitka's case, the city has to start making major repairs to aging roads and buildings. But at the same time, federal and state sources of funding are decreasing, and voters have refused the city's requests to raise taxes. City department heads told the Assembly that losing anything will be painful, giving exhaustive detail about how duties will be combined and how some services will be delayed or eliminated. The police department will lose two positions, which are vacant now and won't be filled. Chief Sheldon Schmidt says those cuts come after reductions to the force in 2010.
I worry about us having a major incident like the drill that we had the other night and not having enough folks around to cover it. And I will do everything I can not to do that. But we've cut five people, and you can't cut that many people without making some reductions.
On to Parks and Rec. Public Works Director Michael Harmon says he would absorb much of the work done by the department's manager. Keeping up with Sitka's busy recreational community could be a challenge.
11 different activities and 7 different school teams and just all those exercises going on. We would really struggle to do that without this position.
And then there are public users of city recreational facilities, ranging from remote control airplane operators to frisbee golfers to bicycling groups and onward. Long-range planning would be hampered, Harmon said, as would support to the Parks and Recreation Committee and the Tree and Landscape Committee. Kettleson Memorial Library Director Sarah Bell painted a similar picture for her department. She says reducing the hours by about one a day could ultimately result in losing a position. Right now, the library is open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on weekends.
And we do have high hours of access compared to many other libraries, but that's something that I think we should be really proud of. We live in a place that's really isolated. We live in a place where there aren't malls and lots of other places for people to go and be where they don't have to spend money. And I think we serve our population really, really well.
Bell said in tough economic times, the library becomes more important. For example, offering services like internet access and job search help to people who can't afford computers. Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett wanted city officials to consider sending cruise ship tax money to support the groundskeepers and the library. The money must be used for the direct benefit of cruise passengers. Hackett argued that a good-looking community certainly is to their benefit, as is the library. Passengers and crews from the ships that visit Sitka each summer sometimes use the library for internet access or as a visitor center of sorts, and Bell says many ship crew members even have borrowing privileges. The budget is hundreds of pages thick, and the cuts and other details are too numerous to list here. A public review copy is available at Kettleson Memorial Library, and if you want to weigh in on what should or should not be cut, we have links to the Assembly's email addresses on our website, kcaw.org, and you can also find the schedule of hearings and regular meetings in case you want to testify. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.